That's why she's going to check. Sit down.
Hello, my name is Joanna, and you have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Yes, for a second injection, because our first injection was January 18th, and they assigned us a second for a date of 2 weeks past that four-week interval. And we're trying to find, she told us, if we could find a location earlier that we could go to it. But we're just looking now for a location that gives them earlier than March 1st for my second injection.
Okay, if you have an appointment, it's a good thing you have an appointment because most locations are not doing any appointments at this time. So the one that you have, you may want to keep that appointment right now. Everyone else has to register for it and be on a waiting list to get an appointment.
Yes, we have an appointment, but we don't understand if that is valid time interval, and I need somebody to verify that it is still going to be valid. We had our first one January 18th, and so if we're assigned to get the second one March the 1st, that's 43 days later. So that is past that four-week interval.
I
don't know if that still going to be a good vaccine.
Well, it's going to be a good vaccine, but you just need to contact your local authorities and see what the time limit is when someone is receiving their second dose.
Well, it's recommended 4 weeks, according to all publications, but we found nothing different. That's why I thought maybe y'all may have a definitive answer for what.
No,
it
ma'am,
is
we only register people for their counseling.
You have no information on it. All right.
No, that will be up to your county officials.
All right, and they will know whether that's going to invalidate my first vaccine or not.
That would be correct.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you for calling in. Have a great day.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for choosing the Coronavirus Hotline.